ओमज्ञान तिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षु उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः मुखां करोति वाचलं पङ्गुं लङ्घयति गलिं यत्कृपा तमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतरुणं नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रसाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनीति नामिने Namaste, Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharane, Nyavishesha Sanyavari, Pastachade Satarane. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Shivasari Gauravapta Vinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchakalpa Turubhyascha, Kripa Sindhu Bihevacha. Patitano Bhavani Vyo Vaishnavi Vyo Namo Namaha. I'm not going to speak long. I know sometimes I say that. And it doesn't turn out that way. But today it will turn out that way. I think I'm going to speak very long. I think this is the first year since probably about 21 years that I've observed this here in America, and it's not being translated. That's also another factor. I really didn't prepare, although I did think about what I would speak about today. And I brought a few quotes from Srila Prabhupada in connection to the topic I'm going to speak about. First, I want to express my gratitude to all the devotees who have come. And for some of you, I know it's not so easy to come a long distance to take part in this event that has been organized by the devotees here. I would like to also especially thank the devotees who have worked so hard not only organize the hall and the facilities in the hall, but also to receive all of our guests who come from other places and to provide them facility to spend however much time you'll be spending here. I know it's not an easy endeavor, especially when I observe what the devotees in Ukraine have to go through to accommodate 1,000 people who will come from Russia, from Belarus, and from Ukraine, and Moldova, and Lithuania, and the other countries. So they've been practicing for 20 years. So after 20 years practicing, they've gotten accustomed how to arrange all the facilities for everybody. But this is your first year. So I'd say that what you've done is quite probably comparable to what the devotees have to do for 1,000 devotees, considering you've had no previous year's practice. Thank you for doing it, especially I know Dina Garanga was very instrumental in organizing this event, and he should be thanked also. If any of you feel that there's something to be grateful for coming, I'd also like to mention something in the realm of gratefulness. I want to say it, I might have my sister here. I don't want to make her cry. I suspect that maybe what I'll say will make her cry, but forgive me. But you're already crying. But I want to express my gratitude to her for coming, for being here. And she's also come to Ukraine and Hungary, and she's come to India to be with me and to be with the devotees. But there's another special reason which I feel gratitude to her, and I believe all of you who are here should also feel gratitude towards her. And forgive me for what I'm going to say. But her support means a lot to me. And I feel I have so much of her support. I'm her only brother, and she's carried quite a burden in the family for so many years, a burden of love. But she has never once complained to me. Never once has she complained. And that, could you do more? May have a selfish person who would feel that, I have a brother, he's not sharing any of this. But not once. Not only has she not said it, but I've never felt it from her. And we all have, all of you, I feel, have a debt to my sister. And I would like to express that to her today. It means a lot to me. And you mean a lot to me too. And I also have a debt of gratitude to my mother, who couldn't come, but she probably would have if she could have. And she also never complains either. Despite the fact that she only gets to see me maybe once a year. And I don't call too frequently. But I think everybody's become accustomed to that. So that's my first offering of gratitude. My second offering of gratitude is to my godbrother and godsister, P.R.I. Mohan Prabhu, and his wife, Jivanasati Devi Dasi, who are part of my life. I can't imagine. Can't imagine living without them. They mean so much to me. And just thank you for your support, both of you. I hope I can go on serving you in some way for years to come. Whatever may happen here in Hartford, whatever transition may take place in due course of time, I don't think that I'll be able to allow any of those transitions to affect the relationship that I have. And I simply thank you for giving me the opportunity to serve you. And for just being there for me. I could go on. The list is long. There's so many devotees here who I'm also grateful for, who've demonstrated commitments in their own unique ways to serving Srila Prabhupada in his mission, which is, of course, something that is very endearing. It's not easy to overlook And if I were to start naming each and every one of you, I'm afraid that I might miss somebody. So forgive me for not going through the list, but know that my heart is there with all of you who are here. And that feeling of gratitude that I have. Just recently I got a letter from one devotee. And the devotee ended the letter, said, "I hope you have a blissful Vyasa Puja." And I had to write back an honest reply to this devotee that I told the devotee, to be perfectly honest, this is a big austerity for me. I can't imagine, I can't conceive of anybody who would extract bliss from hearing themselves praised. I think next to GBC meetings, this is probably the most difficult. This is being recorded, right? Okay. It's the most difficult day for me to have to tolerate. And I don't even know if I could say which is worse. But there's a redeeming statement that I'll make in all this to not disappoint all of you. That although it is austere to have to sit and to hear glorification of oneself, and it's completely, in one sense, contradictory to what anybody should be aspiring for in their life, to want to come and sit and to hear these things. My redeeming statement that I wrote to this devotee is, the only thing that I can feel some happiness from is by seeing others happy in Krishna consciousness. To accept the gifts that Srila Prabhupada has given to us, chanting, dancing, reading his books, association of devotees, and all those activities which we have the opportunity to do today. I remember once, I've related this story before, but when I was told this, it really meant a lot to me by my godbrother Tamal Krishna Maharaj. We were sitting in Mayapur taking prasadam together. I think it was in 1980. I think it was. Shortly after Prabhupada had departed, and always looked at Tamal Krishna Maharaj as somebody who was a very confidential servant of Srila Prabhupada, and I felt that if he would say something, that it was something that he realized by being in Prabhupada's association. And while we were sitting and taking prasadam, there was a lot of us there. We were all taking, it wasn't just him and I, but somehow we were sitting next to each other. He turned to me, he said, "Prabhupada would be very happy with you." And I said, "Why do you say something like that?" He said, "Because you would like everything he gave us." And then it really went deep into the core of my heart. It's almost like I felt like this Prabhupada was speaking. You know, this is his, he was such a revered God brother and servant. And then he said, you know, you like chanting Hare Krishna? You like Sankirtan? You like talking about Prabhupada's books? You like associating with devotees? He said, everything Prabhupada came to give us, you like. And the conversation ended. And it was I didn't pursue any conversation with him, but it stuck with me that I felt that Prabhupada was speaking to me through him. And I felt grateful that, yes, Prabhupada did give us such, he gave us such jewels of his association, such valuable jewels, such simple activities, transformational activities, for which we could feel eternally grateful for and happy to have been given those things. So I said, when this devotee wrote that statement, have a blissful Vyasa Puja, and I wrote back, to tell you the truth, there's nothing about it that really makes me happy, except if the devotees are happy serving Srila Prabhupada's mission. And that would make me happy. And then I started to think, well, sometimes devotees may feel left out with a statement like that. Well, what does it mean serving Srila Prabhupada's mission? Am I serving Srila Prabhupada's mission? I'm not distributing books, I'm not preaching so much. I'm struggling. I can't go to the temple so often. So many obstacles in my life. So a statement like that, stating that I will be happy if I see all of you serving Srila Prabhupada's mission, could be somewhat exclusive for somebody who feels maybe guilty or stressed or overwhelmed by their inability to embrace the things that Prabhupada came to give us. So I looked up a few quotes, Prabhupada speaking about his mission. I just want to read them. It's very much connected to some of them, they're short. Prabhupada said, so we want to see you all happy. That is our program. Sarve sukino bhavantu. Every one of you become happy. But you must take the path how you can be happy. This is the path. Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's the end of a lecture Prabhupada gave, 1969. Another quote about Prabhupada's mission. Prabhupada says, so we recommend that in whatever position you feel comfortable, you can accept that. Spreading this Krishna consciousness movement, Paramananda Kanda, people will be happy. Our mission is to see Sarve Sukhino Bhavantu. Everyone become happy. We don't want to see that we exploit somebody else and I become happy. No, we want to see everyone happy. But they do not know how to become happy. Therefore, we are trying to spread this Krishna consciousness movement, that everyone will be happy. Susukam kartam avyayam. In Bhagavad Gita, susukam, to execute this Krishna consciousness movement, is easy. Kartam avyayam, and whatever you perform, it is permanent. Avyayam and susukam, very pleasing. There is nothing very painful in this Krishna consciousness movement, because Krishna is Ananda, Ananda Maya Vyasat. We are going under the protection of Krishna. There must be always Ananda. Prabhupada also says here, our movement is this phrase, Sarve Sukhi No Bhavantu. I looked it up. Prabhupada, there were about at least 60 quotes. Prabhupada was quoting, this is our mission. That everyone be happy. This is our mission. Our movement is Sarve Sukhi No Bhavantu. Everyone be happy. Not only human society, even animal society. We want to see everyone happy. That is Krishna consciousness movement. And it is practical. It is not dream. You could become happy. Don't be disappointed. Don't be confused. Your life has value. You, in this life, you can realize your eternal life, eternal blissful life of knowledge. It is possible. It is not impossible. So we are transmitting this message to the world, that your life is very valuable. And one more quote. Prabhupada says here, live with us and you will be happy. We can guarantee you will be happy. Yes, Hare Krishna. Our Vedic mission is Sarve Sukhi No Bhavantu. Everyone be happy. This is our mission. And we know how to become happy. That is our credit. We know how to become happy. We know. Therefore, you can inform others also how to become happy. Happiness is our birthright. Anandamaya Vyasat. Living entity is Anandamaya, full of happiness. But they have fallen in a different condition. Therefore, unhappy. Different condition. Just like fish taken out of the water and put into the land. A different condition. And it is throbbing, flapping, unhappy. Take it, put it in the water again, and it will be happy. That's it. Probably understand. So, the redeeming statement I made to this devotee that if I can see that all of you are happy with the gifts that Srila Prabhupada has given us, and know their value, although we cannot really fully know just how valuable they are, we can only just scratch the surface. But even though scratching the surface is sufficient, it's adequate to know that there's more to be had. And if we scratch the surface of that appreciation and experience just a little of that happiness that Srila Prabhupada came to give us, which is his mission, we'll know that whatever other difficulties, whatever the struggles, whatever inadequacies, whatever shortcomings, obstacles we have to struggle with in this life, we should know that such struggles will lead us to happiness. If we struggle simply to remember what Prabhupada has given us and always aspire to serve his mission, it will bring happiness. Prabhupada, I always remember the example he gave in a lecture about anxiety, quoted often. He says, this material world is kunta. It is a place of anxiety. He said, you cannot get away from it. It's the nature of this world. There's only If you want to get away from it, then he says, there's Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha means there's no anxiety. He says, therefore, as long as one is in this world, he will have to experience anxiety. He said, but there are two types of anxiety. There's material anxiety and there's spiritual anxiety. He said, material anxiety leads to further anxiety and distress. And spiritual anxiety leads to happiness. One anxiety is binding, the other anxiety is liberating. So we can't avoid it. There will always be anxiety in this world. And Prabhupada even gave the example. He said, just like he's like the materialistic person, they're always in anxiety about comfort, money. Yeah, I think he used the example that they're always thinking about how to make more money. That is their anxiety. And he said, but the devotee, he said, just like our presidents, he said, they're always in anxiety also, but how to get money for Krishna. He said, therefore, one type of anxiety is not leading to happiness, it's only leading to more anxiety. And the spiritual anxiety is leading to purification. It's bringing us to real happiness, Vaikuntha, to be anxious for Krishna. So, hearing your heartfelt offerings was gratifying. I could say that it gave me a little sense of happiness to hear that your anxiety is purifying anxiety. Not everything is perfect. Not everything is easy. There will be struggles. But please know that Srila Prabhupada's mission is that he wants to see you really happy, genuinely happy. Not a false sense of happiness and security that comes from some temporary pleasures of this world. But happy to know that there's always Krishna, there's always the holy name, there's always Srila Prabhupada's books, and there are always Vaishnavas that we can associate with and feel grateful and turn to in times of difficulty. And we should aspire to perfect our lives by just continuing to endeavor to obtain that happiness that Srila Prabhupada came to give us in Krishna consciousness. That is his mission. And it's not exclusive. As he said here in these quotes that we gave today, it is our right, it is our nature to be happy. Anandamayo Vyasat. Every living being by nature wants to be happy. So, if you have any appreciation and if you're happy for the gifts that Prabhupada has given to you, then hearing that makes all this worthwhile for me. And hearing that you're aspiring to keep on moving in that direction also brings happiness to me. And if I can help you and serve you in participating in Prabhupada's mission, Sarve Sukhino Bhavantu, that will also make me very happy that you've given me that opportunity to help you serve Srila Prabhupada and to take part of his mission. So, that as I said, is a redeeming statement for me to be able to sit here and to hear these words of appreciation and glorification. I know full well that they go to Srila Prabhupada because he wanted to see me happy. And he gave me such wonderful, wonderful jewels of his association in the form of his devotees, his followers, his books, Krishna's holy name, his association, and everything else that he came to give his, as a blessing in my life, and so are all of you. Thank you. Hare Krishna.